and welcome to the Horrors of the Earth podcast. I am Tom, and I am joined today with...
Clara.
Oh, well, that was the levels. So, we're back. We sadly missed a week.
Yeah,
that did not work. Wait, we'll do that again.
Okay.
We sadly missed a week, but we're back and it's only a couple of days late.
Yay!
It worked that time. Oh wow, my levels are hot. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that the reason we're late is kind of my fault. I had some issues.
Well, you say fault. You were a little bit under the weather.
Yeah, under the weather.
Under the flues or whatever it's called or whatever. Yeah.
And then but we other are stuff back just gone
still
away.
In this week. So what are we talking about today?
The Shmuel hunting, which we're in for a good one, Josh. Tom.
My God.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, Tom. Forgot about that. Josh was the other guy. He's a bit of an asshole, you know.
Yeah, we sacked him. He was getting on our nerves. Do you know he blew up a cat? So anyway, I think he's living with Pamela now.
No cats were hurt in the making of this video.
Yeah, I think he's living with Pamela now. That wall's still broken, actually.
Yeah, I heard they were getting married.
They're getting back together.
Brian and her finally got that divorce. So, yeah. You know.
It was expensive, actually.
God
I'm
knows what
sure.
Pamela's up to nowadays.
Yeah. Probably crashing into walls. Anyway,
yeah,
so...
Yeah, that shit car insurance.
Yeah. She didn't even fucking pay for it.
Okay. Sorry, guys. That's just a private joke.
And yeah. You learned one day.
Maybe. We might tell them. We might not.
Yeah. Yeah. One day, if you're still here in like 2 years.
Yeah, story to tell the grandkids.
Yeah. Gosh. So, anyway.
Okay,
so. We're gonna get on to the... So we're gonna get onto the actual story.
Yes.
And not be talking about fucking Pamela.
Yes.
And the wind. And we are
all hot weather.
Yeah, we're recording it in the daytime, not at late at night, so
middle of the day.
Yeah, so I say middle of the day.
Almost
I literally
lunchtime.
Wake up. Oh wow. Yeah. So, we hope you enjoy this episode. Yeah, let's get into it.
Yeah, it'd be nice if you recommended it to your friends.
Yeah,
or,
we also, let me make a quick announcement. We have a website now. So it is.
He can't remember, obviously.
It is the horrors of
sorry,
the
guys,
earth.
You're just gonna have to go look for it.
The horrors of the earth .wordpress.com. We're using WordPress. I'm not paying for it to get my own custom URL, so you have to deal with WordPress. But It takes you onto Spotify. You can email and like tell us requests, compliment us, say, "Oh, you're the most amazing people," and everything.
Really enjoy your podcast. It's made my day brighter.
Yeah, you can subscribe so that you get everything. And there's also, if you go into the episode tab, you can find all of the latest episodes, including this one should be up when it gets uploaded.
Yeah.
And there's, if you go right down below there's Twitter. You can see all the Twitter posts. We should be out more active like that. There's links to buy the book that we started reading. Oh gosh. So there's loads of stuff. And I need to add to it, but yeah, just go have a look. And if... I spent a lot of time making it work. Because it was... What was the original handle on Twitter? Yeah, it's... So, if you have any questions, go tweet us at Earth Horrors. It was originally, like, the one show or something. It was really weird.
I thought it had something to do with eggs.
Yeah, it was the eggs and omelets.
Let me just check through our messages.
Yeah.
At the folk show, that's what it was. At the folk show.
At the folk show.
Folk.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no.
I was very confused.
We've got a lot of behind the scenes in this episode. Anyway, so yeah. What actually is this story that we're talking about?
It's a demonic activity, Tom.
This is going to take a while.
It's going to take a while to get used to this. Tom, because I know how much you love demonic activity.
Oh, yeah, my favourite thing.
Like, he has posters on his wall, The Shining and The Walking Dead and stuff, so he's a big fan.
You know, the twins crawling around next to me at night sometimes.
What, do they just jump out of the picture? Well, and come whispering to your ear, Josh.
I think it's... I think it's
mice. I'm just going to have to stop saying your name. I can't get it right, can I?
I think it's mice in the walls, but I think it's just the twins in the... No,
I hope it's not mice in the walls,
No,
Josh.
It's not.
Tom.
You gotta get rid of
your
the
name
old
is
guy.
Tom.
You gotta get rid of the old guy.
But I was attached to him. It's sad, okay?
He got sacked because he ran over a kitten.
Yeah, I had to throw him out the building.
He's moved on now. He's
depressing.
He's busy wasting people's time. As he did ours.
Oh, yeah, I did hear about that. He's been calling all those weirdos, hasn't he? Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I think he's on Twitter at Trashman Collects. I don't know. I think he's a big man now.
Okay.
Anyway.
This is about demonic activity, Tom.
Yeah.
In a private residence in West Pittston, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
It took place at the home of Jack and Janet Schmoll. I would give you the address, but considering you can find it rather easily.
Yeah, I'll link it. I'll link it in the thing
not
if you're
really
if I remind
most important.
To. Yeah, you can find it. We'll link the actual website we got all the information from and then. You can just check it and everything.
Yeah.
Spend more time on our website.
Their house gained a lot of attention in the media, primarily due to the investigations of Ed and Lorraine Warren, which we have talked about before because of Annabelle.
Yes, and my favourite two people, Ed and Lorraine Warren. They're in a film, I think. They might be in a film. Like, not actually them, but, like, actors playing them. I'm pretty sure...
Maybe.
They're in Insidious, but I'm not sure. Not actually them, but, like, there's people... Because I'm pretty sure in Insidious... I don't know. I'm getting on. But...
Yeah, he's getting old, guys.
Getting older, yeah. God. 28 next week.
It happened from 1985... to 1987.
Oh god, that's like actually recent.
Place.
That's like recent.
So that's like a good 3 years. Yeah.
Oh
what?
My god, like
40 something years ago?
I don't even know.
Is it 40? It's 2021.
What year are we in?
Yeah, it'd be 40. I don't know. It's been a long year. I thought it was 2028 by now, but it's not. I'm getting old.
Yeah, it's just, I don't even know where we are.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is, 3 years, though.
What happened at this house? Yeah. For 3 years, that had to suck. They made this into a book, and I think there even might be a film based off the events that happened. So,
ooh.
You know.
We should
go give that a read or a watch.
Yeah, so.
The afflicted house was a duplex built in 1896 of a quiet street in a middle class neighborhood. The Schmoels were a close knit Catholic family living in the living in Pennsylvania. Jack was a Navy veteran, and I don't think Janet had a job. I think she was more of a stay-at-home wife. Mm-hmm. It doesn't say that she did anything that is important to the story. Strange things occurred in January 1947. I guess that's when they started noticing things, but didn't really put two and two together.
Yeah,
you know,
so it could have been going on for a lot longer. They suck at maths. But, like, yeah. I mean, everyone did back in those times.
I mean, we all do now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Unless you're, like, a mathematician and you do it for a living, which I envy thee because I hate maths.
Yeah, it's like, why would you want to get paid? I mean, getting paid still wouldn't be too bad.
You get quite good pay for it as well.
Yeah. Probably because everyone sucks at it.
Yeah, maybe. A mysterious stain appeared on a new carpet was what they had noticed first. So, you know.
That's pretty concrete evidence.
Jack could have just spilled a beer. He could have just spilled something and didn't tell Janet. But...
could have killed someone and their blood drips onto the carpet.
I thought I was meant to be the dark and twisted one, Tom.
Oh, Gilbert is a new character, isn't it? So, yeah. Yeah.
We've got a dark one, guys. We've got a dark one.
Oh, God.
Might be a little harder to creep this one out.
Yeah, so I'm actually a lot more talented than the other guy. I was a bit shit.
Okay. Water pipes leaked even after repeated soldering. This new sink and bathtub in the remodeled bathroom were found severely scratched, as if a wild animal had clawed at them. Ooh. Freshly painted woodwork in the bathroom showed scratches as well. In 1975, their older daughter, Dawn, repeatedly saw people floating around in her bedroom.
Okay, now I feel a little bit.
I do not know how
she
slept
out.
In there. How the hell did she sleep in there?
Wait, they didn't have any dogs or anything? Or any pets?
No.
That's creepy.
No, no pets.
Like, deep gouges in your, like, bath. That must be uncomfortable.
You wake up one morning and there it is.
Yeah. I'd get rid of that bath.
I'd be running for the hills, probably.
Mm-hmm. I mean, who knows? It might have been on the hills.
They tolerated the annoyances, and life went on. They had two more children, the twins Sharon and Karen, in 1977. By then, something was obviously wrong in the house. Toilets flushed without anyone using them, footsteps were heard on the stairs, drawers opened and closed when no one was in the room. Radios blared, even when unplugged.
More.
Empty porch chairs rocked and creaked, strange, sour smells filled the house. So, Josh, would you like to live in this house? Tom, would you like to live in this house?
I wouldn't. I just, I think that, especially when you've got physical things, like, if you unplug something and it's still playing.
Yeah, that's creepy.
Like, yeah.
Like, I've seen...
I think that's one of the, like... It's one of the things that's like, you're not imagining it. Well, you could be. I mean.
Yeah. Did you ever have one of those, like, bears that had a voice box in when you were little and they'd, like, talk to you?
Yes.
I had one of them. And it said, I love you. And it used to go off in the middle of the night.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. That is my worst
And there
nightmare.
Was nothing touching it.
Oh, my God.
Every, like.
I can't handle that.
Every night at, like, 3 a.m., it would go off and say, I love you.
Was it by a cupboard, by any chance? Like, near a cupboard?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, my, that was probably, like, some little, like, oh, gigantic, like... Oh, my God. Wait, move your head. I thought I could see, like, a hair.
Yeah,
oh. That is like
in the video we're doing, Tom can see my wardrobe because it doesn't have a door.
Yeah.
So you can see into it.
We're doorless.
I mean, it's not a great hiding place.
But like, yeah, but there could be someone peered around behind all the clothes and then, like, just push a button. Or they're the one saying it and it's not actually Le Bear.
Yeah. In 1985, the annoying disturbances became frightening experiences. The house was often ice cold. John and Mary Schmoe heard loud, abusive, obscene language from Jack and Janet's side of the duplex when they were not even arguing. Then, in February, Janet heard her name called several times when she was alone in the basement. 2 days later, icy cold announced the arrival of a black human-shaped form, about 5 feet 9 inches tall, with no facial features. First it appeared to Janet in her kitchen, then dematerialized through the wall and appeared to Mary.
So,
sounds like a shadow person to me.
Yeah.
Tom?
Oh, we've already done an episode. Watch that as well. Listen.
Yeah.
It's on, this it's is on just YouTube an advertisement as well.
For all our other ones.
It's on YouTube as well, but you can't see us yet, because, like, we're across the country.
And, obviously, COVID restrictions.
Yeah, fuck Boris. What? Boris is a wet wipe.
You know,
wipe.
That's almost been a year since they've been put us in the first lockdown.
I mean, yeah.
Almost.
It's been a year since,
the 19th,
like,
is the first.
That's crazy.
When we first went into lockdown.
It's like,
because I was off ill when we went into lockdown.
I was.
So I had an extra week off.
Yeah, that was. I was excited. I was so happy. So happy we.
Yeah, and then it just carried on.
Yeah.
And hey, the excitement dwindled.
The lizard people are always going to be in control.
Is that what you think it is? They unleash some sort of virus and it's taking us out one by one.
Hey, maybe.
How fun.
And they want to rule the world.
Well, yeah, that's obvious.
Yeah.
Okay.
Herbie.
From that point on, the haunting increased. A large ceiling-like fixture crashed down on Sharon, nearly killing her. On the night 13-year-old Heather was to be confirmed, Jack levitated. Great. Gotta love seeing your dad levitate across the room.
Levitated, like flew out the air.
Yeah, like in, I don't know what movie it is, but maybe Paranormal Activity, where they just, you know.
Do you know,
there are movies where there's a woman lying down and she just levitates.
I've seen, kind of might spoil the whole idea of it, but the way those are filmed is so incredible.
Yeah.
Like, obviously not the real ones, but.
Hmm. In June, Janet was violently pulled off her bed after making love to her husband.
Oh God.
I guess the ghost did not enjoy the show.
Okay, that's one way to put it. Oh, fucking hell. I looked at the Zoom and I looked back at my camera and I saw something literally like here. Oh, no, genuinely, there was like a fucking demon figure.
Wow, we've attracted something.
No, genuinely, I'm stoked. I got to turn up. Wait.
Your adrenaline going?
No, I'm so. That was. Like, I looked away. I looked back, and there was. I swear I saw something by my shoulder.
Is it weird that that's a normal occurrence for me?
No, genuinely though, I swear I saw something. This has got a creepy. Okay. We should carry on.
Let's continue. Jack, her husband, lay paralyzed, gagging from a foul odor. The family German Shepherd, Simon, was repeatedly picked up, thrown around, or whipped. Leave the dog out of it.
What the fuck is the dog gonna do? Like, what does the dog do? Like, eat his slipper?
Mm. Terrible rapping and scratching noises were heard in the walls. Phantom dogs ran through the duplex. Shannon was tossed out of bed and down the stairs. Invisible snakes hissed, bedspreads were shedded, and heavy footsteps crossed the attic. Even neighbours were not spared. Several heard screams and strange noises from the house when the Schmulls were not home. Another detected the presence in their own homes. Most of the neighbours were sympathetic, but the Schmulls vowed to fight.
What, did you see something?
No. It's just...
I think I'm hallucinating.
I read ahead a bit, and it says they use an Ouija board.
Oh.
And we all know how I feel about Ouija boards. Not a fan. And they said they wanted to fight. And, like, if it is demonic, the worst thing you can do is, like, not be afraid of it, because it will just keep going. But being afraid of it gives it fear, so if you just ignore it...
What is actually behind in your cupboard? It looks like there's, like, just a creepy... It looks like there's a creepy...
It's the shadow off of that shirt.
Yeah, it's that shirt. It looks like there's someone standing there. Okay.
No.
Okay.
No, I checked.
I should turn these lights on, make it a bit brighter.
Middle of the day, Josh. Just open your blind.
Because then all people see that Tom is doing a podcast and that, like, they don't want to see me do that.
I don't know. I don't think they'll care.
Well, they're probably fans, aren't they? I mean...
Our podcast is the best.
Hey, we've got like 150 watches, so.
Wow.
We've got quite a few hours of watch time as well, so thank you for listening. Well, I know someone that is definitely. Oh, it was my knee.
You twit.
It was my knee. My knee was up, and Oh, God. It was my knee the whole time.
Okay. In January 1986, Janet heard about the Warrens, and a couple decided to call them. The Warrens arrived with Rosemary Furid, a resigned nurse and psychic, and began the investigation by quizzing the Smalls about their religious beliefs. I'm sorry if I say any names wrong. I'm dyslexic, so I struggle with pronunciations. So.
Let's be honest, they've got a pretty random name. It's like, wait, isn't that the name from that the boy in the striped pajamas? Schmull.
What, Schmull?
Yeah. Hey. Oh, God. Yeah.
Sounds... The happiness of their family and whether they had ever practiced Satanism or used an Ouija board. Okay, I was wrong. They hadn't used one. Thank God for that. Or in any way invited a supernatural into their home. Yeah.
I mean
I've been reading... Yeah, I've been reading the Vampire Diaries books. The show is really good. Anyway, and in the books, anybody can invite anything in, which is kind of the same with this whole, like, paranormal situation.
What you if you can talk in your sleep?
Intentionally, and then it won't leave.
What if you, like, talked in your sleep?
Yeah.
About,
I have, apparently.
Yeah, I mean, you could talk in your sleep and go, demon, come and hug me or something. It'll say something. And then it just comes, and then it never leaves.
Like, if you have a dream, some people think that demons like to talk to you for your dreams, and I guess that I do believe that in some ways, because it's said that they'll ask you to do something, and if you say yes, you're inviting them in, which is, you know, nice.
My camera just went all dark.
Yeah. They said they had not. They said they didn't invite it in, Josh. Tom, they didn't invite it in.
Get this man out of your head. Messed
up for a while.
Yeah, I think you actually did, like, last time. It's just a couple of minutes ago.
Okay. Tom, they didn't invite it in. Just so you know, they didn't invite it in.
They didn't invite it in. It was safe.
So whatever was there was there before they got there, or, I don't know, found its way in other ways.
Yeah, like through the
cat. They didn't have the protection of light over the home. Yeah, it just crawled on through. Then the Warrens and Fiora walked the house, identifying the bedroom closet as the crossover point between two sides of the duplex. The team said they detected the presence of four evil spirits. Three were minor, but the fourth was a demon.
Yeah, that doesn't sit well with me. Not huge.
Without any evidence of family discord, occult invitation, or tragedy, the Warrens could only surmise that the demon must have been dormant, probably for decades, and had risen to drain the emotional energy generated by the girls' entrance into puberty. That's nice to know.
Yeah.
Demons like to visit you when you're vulnerable.
Yeah.
Should have known.
Yeah, well, it makes sense, doesn't it?
The occurrences continued, the eerie glow returned, the pounding the walls worsened, and Jack and Janet were slapped, bitten, and vigorously tickled.
What? This sounds
small
like...
items...
This sounds like some weird, weird, like, what website is this? Like, this seems like some weird ass, weird, weird demon.
If that's what you're into, demon, okay.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Small items disappeared. One day, Janet tried to talk to the demon, asking it to rap once for yes and twice for no. Oh, my God. When she asked the demon whether it was there to harm them, it rapped once. Two phantom women dressed in... And then I guess later in the day, two phantom women dressed in... colonial clothing appeared to Jack. You know.
Yeah.
Okay, the next thing I'm about to tell you definitely makes this mature. Trigger warnings.
Well, this is...
If you do not like the mention of rape.
Yes, children, go to your... Go watch your Teletubbies.
Or iCarly. That was a great show. Watch that instead.
I've never seen it.
Oh my God, Tom, you have not lived.
Apparently
you
were
going straight to hell just for that.
I think I'm already in it.
Yeah.
Same say that every week.
Even more terrifying, Jack was raped by a scaly succubus posing as an old woman with a young body. Her eyes were red and her gums green. Ed Warren was choked and suffered terrible flu system. Sue's flu symptoms. A succubus sexually assaulted Janet. Pig noises were heard in the walls. The Shemul said they tried several times to obtain support and action from the Catholic Church. The Roman Catholic The Caesar Sanctuary said it would consult experts, but official involvement seemed unlikely. At one point, Janet thought she was getting help from Father O'Leary, but discovered he did not exist. Allegedly, it was a demon impersonating a priest.
Oh, gosh. No.
That must have been like a smack in the face.
Hi, I'm here to, hello all, and welcome to the, Church of Sunday. We're all going to possess you and take
Church
you to our hellhole. I mean, I think that's a good idea, though. Because they're all pretty vulnerable, people that go to church. I guess they probably believe loads of stuff. They're probably likely to believe stuff.
The Warrens called in Bishop Robert McKenna, a traditionalist priest who refused to abide by changes in ritual mandate by the Second Vatican Council. He said Mass in Latin and performed more than 50 exorcisms for the Warrens. He conducted the ancient rite infuriating the demon. The infestation intensified. Their daughter Carnan fell seriously ill from a strange fever and nearly died. Dawn was nearly raped by the presence. Janet and Mary had slash marks and bites on their arms. Everyone was depressed. Ed Warren explained that they had moved into the second demonic stage, oppression, which follows infestation and is followed by possession and then death. Just what you want to hear.
Can you get death first?
I mean, yeah, if you piss the demon off that much, I guess so.
Yeah, I'd probably do that.
Doesn't help how they were afraid of it.
Yeah, maybe that. Maybe I shouldn't be afraid.
I'm being watched by a pigeon. It's creepy.
Oh, God. Well, is it a shapeshifter?
A really fat pigeon.
He's probably not. He's probably just like, came from London, England.
A really fat pigeon is watching me. Okay. Sorry. I just noticed it. Okay, it's flown away now. I'm good. McKenna performed second exorcism in late spring to no avail. The demon even accompanied the family on camping trips and harassed Jack at work. The family could not move to another house since the demon would simply follow. After repeated refusals by the church to help, Schmoes decided to appear on television. Way to make money out of it.
Yeah. Hey, that's a good idea. Something bad happens, you just go on TV, you get loads of money.
Yeah.
Hey, that's kind of what we're doing. We're making a show about creepy stuff. So we get, well, we don't get any money. If you want to send us money.
This is just a firm.
If you want to send us money, I can give you my sort code and account number.
he's joking.
I'm not, I'm being serious. Or PayPal me. There'll be a link.
Okay. Remaining anonymous. I can never say anonymous. Can't say it.
Anonymous.
Can't say it.
Anonymous.
Anonymous, yes. Thank you. Behind a screen, the Schmoes were interviewed by Richard Bay on Philo talk show. People are talking.
How's it spelled?
Later at home, the demon retaliated. It levitated Janet, then hurled her against the wall. It appeared to Jack as a monstrous creature resembling a pig on two legs. A human hand rose up through the mattress and grabbed Janet by the back of the neck. And Jack was raped again.
For fuck's sake.
This one's a bit darker than we've gone before.
This is quite dark.
I thought Annabelle was bad, but yeah. You know, this is a whole new level. I'm sorry we keep making jokes for this. Them suffering isn't funny. It's just our way of coping with the dark.
Yeah, we don't think this is a good thing, by the way. Just like... We're not a fan.
Yeah, we don't think it's a joke.
I believe
in this sort of thing.
It lightens the whole idea of it. It doesn't... Makes it less dark.
Yeah. In August 1986, the Schmoes felt the risk of ridicule did not outweigh the need to tell the story to a wider audience and granted an interview to the Wilkes-Barre Sunday Independent newspaper. Their home became a tourist attraction for the press, curious onlookers and skeptics who wished to investigate. Some skeptics who included some of the Schmoes' neighbors said they believed the family was concocting a story in order to profit from a book and movie contracts.
Hey, that's not a bad idea, though.
I mean, if they get something out of all their suffering, I guess it was worth it.
Hey, you do that though. It's like, oh, I've been through this, and like, you sue someone if they crash into you. If they crash into you and like break your leg or really hurt you, you would want money from them. You want compensation. Who the fuck just emailed me?
Yeah.
Sorry, I forgot to put my phone on silent. Yeah, I think I would totally do the same. Like, if I was in such a bad state. I'd try and get as much money from it. Hey, turn it into a good thing rather than a negative thing.
Paul Kurtz, chairman of the Committee for the Scientific Investigation of Claims of the Paranormal, sought to investigate, but rebuffed by the family and the Warrens. Kurtz proposed to put up the family for a week in a hotel with a private security guard while a team of investigators examined the house. Kurtz also offered free psychiatric and physiological examinations, which might have provided clues to the alleged activity. Ishmael said that people at CSICOP had already made up their minds and their story was a hoax, and they preferred to work with the Kurtz later opinion Warren preferred to work with the Warrens in the church. I skipped a line, sorry. Two investigators went to the small house but were denied entrance. Kurtz later opined in an article he wrote for the Skeptical Inquirer, CSICOP's journal, that the case was not paranormal and the Schmelz had denied access because they were afraid of what the organization would discover. He critiqued discrepancy in Dawn Schmelz's accounts of her experiences and was critical of the involvement of the Warrens.
Yeah, I think that's probably not the best thing to do.
I mean, I feel like the demon would have it out on him if he had gotten into the house.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of glad that he didn't.
Yeah, probably.
He suggested natural explanations for the phenomenal experiences they were having.
Getting raped is a natural phenomenon.
Apparently, according to this guy, delusions by Jack that he was raped by a ghost. Okay. A broken sewer pipe causing foul smells and pranks by teenagers. I don't think they would chuck their own family across the room, do you?
I don't think that's possible.
I mean, they might be psychopaths, but they're like two young girls. I don't think they could do that.
Yeah. I think it's physically difficult.
He also pointed out that there were no police records of complaints of the haunting by Mrs. Small, though. She said that she contacted police. Police are the last person you're going to contact if you think your house is haunted, because you know they won't believe you.
Yeah. Oh, we got we have an email from Josh, and he said, "Your podcast is rubbish. Get a life." You made that podcast. You made the.
Yeah.
That's a bit rude. A bit of self dying. His skin get good now, though.
Yeah, we've got you. Got you, Tom. Kurtz also wondered about a possible motivation to make money on the case, since the Smalls began talking with Hollywood film companies shortly after the story broke in the press. The Smalls denied any interest in money. But then again, they were talking to Hollywood movie contractors, so they would have got a lot if they did.
Yeah.
And that could have been a reason that the people thought this story was fake. So, who's to say?
Yeah, it could be, but I don't know. It seems difficult to fake that.
Yeah. Ed Warren raised questions among reporters and skeptics during a press conference he called in late August 1986. Warren said they had recorded paranormal sounds, groaning and grunting, and had videotaped an unclear image of a dark mass moving about the house. Asked by journalists and SIPCOP to produce the tapes, he declined. He told one journalist he had given the tapes to a TV company, the name of which he could not remember, and he told Kurtz and other reporters that the tapes were in exclusive possession of the church. However, church authorities later said nothing had been turned over to them. Yeah, but they could have lied.
Yeah.
Warren also declined reporters' request to stay in the house, saying that no one had paid attention when the Schmoes had first begged the media to spend a night to witness the paranormal occurrences, and that such requests were now out of the question. Warren said the Schmoes would no longer deal with the press, and he was in charge of the case now. Good. Have an expert do it.
Yeah, that is probably the best. That's the best way to do it, I think. Get someone qualified.
They contacted a medium, Mary Alice Rickman, who examined the house and collaborated the Warren's findings of four spirits. She identified one as a confused old woman named Abigail and another as a dark macho man named Patrick, who had murdered his wife and her lover and had been hanged by a mob. She could not identify the fourth, but the fourth was a powerful demon.
Yeah. Especially not being identified.
Press cover
would be.
Means she couldn't get a feel of what it was.
Yeah.
Like mediums, they can sense spirits around them and they can talk to them. Some can talk to them. It depends on how, like, high their reading into the astral plane, if you get what I mean.
Yeah.
Like how much they can feel things around them. Like some mediums, they can just get a sense of it, and others, like, they can probably see the dead people.
Yeah. Probably. That would be, like,
I'd like to see dead people.
It's like in, what's that film called?
At least I'd have some friends.
Yeah.
At least I've had some friends. Press coverage finally pushed Scranton Desolace into action, and they arkly offered to take over the investigations. Meanwhile, the Warrens planned a mass exorcism with several priests. Prayer groups came to the house to give comfort. Rev Alboros Traveled of St. Ravtune University, asked by the disclosed investigation, said he believed the Schmoes was sincere and disturbed by the events, but he could not say whether the demonic presence was a true case. McKenna came a third time to exorcise the house in September 1986. This time the ritual seemed to work. There were no disturbances for about 3 months. Right before Christmas 1986, Jack again saw the black form beckoning him to the third stage of possession. He clutched his rosary and prayed, hoping this was an isolated incident, but the banging noises, terrible smells, and violence started again. These people couldn't catch a break.
Yeah, it seems like it's just going to go on forever.
The Smalls moved to another town shortly before the book about their ordeal was released. It was called The Haunted and went to press in 1988. The church performed a fourth exorcism in 1989, which finally seemed to give them peace.
I can see how people would think that's fake, though. Like,
yeah, it is a lot to happen to one people with not a lot of proof.
I do think, especially the releasing of a book.
And then the film.
Yeah.
In 1991.
It's just, even if it was real, they're just trying to cash in. Big.
But to be honest, I can understand why they would, because they've been put through so much. I'd want something back if I had gone through all of that.
I mean, yeah.
And still came out on the other side.
Yeah.
Because, you know, life is hard.
Yep, we all know that.
Yeah, that's the end of that story.
Oh, wow.
That case with the N. Lorraine Warrens. That was rather a long one.
That was a long one.
A lot longer than Annabelle.
Yep, still, I think. Well, yeah, that was a good one. What are your final thoughts?
I feel really bad for the Schmoe family because they went through a lot. And yeah, I feel like...
I agree.
I feel bad for their teenage daughters as well, because the blame was kind of put on them for one point, saying that they were just pranking their parents, which I don't see that. I don't see someone going to that extent just to annoy their parents.
Yeah.
But then again, what do I know?
Yeah.
What about you, Tom? What are your final thoughts?
I do think that the home is a lot to happen, and it's a lot to go through. Mm. To be honest, I agree that if I was in the same situation, I'd probably want to cash in and get lots of money from it. Make it a positive rather than a negative, because who doesn't want money? I think it's pretty creepy. I think Edna Rain Warren, though. I like that person.
Yeah, I gotta look up to them. They're definitely inspirational. I think that's all we've got time for today, Tom.
Yeah, I think it was actually quite a good episode. So, as always, if you enjoyed it, you can just directly email us at the Horrors of the Earth email. horrorsoftheearth@gmail.com. But what we'd prefer is there's an email thing on our website where you can get in contact with us. It's more likely that we're going to see it. So, what do you think of the episode? If you think they're shit, let us know. But if you think they're amazing, then tell us. And just go on, follow the thing, then you get notified every time we release something, I think. We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you didn't, then, well, listen to another one, see if that will change
your
mind.
We might not be seeing you next time.
Yeah, but, well, we hope you enjoyed, at least. So, bye for now. Can't stop it recording. Fucking hell. I can't find where my mouse is. Oh, there it is.